I haven't had a scratchy voice all months and months, but here it is. It might keep the sermon short. Don't get your hopes up. We're in Advent. This is the second candle of Advent. Prepare is the word I'm using for today. Prepare, that's the two texts, that's what it's about. And it comes from both of the scriptures we hear. Mark, I apologize for throwing that scripture at you. I told you Luke was rough. I have never heard it read in worship. I've never read it in worship. didn't mean to throw it at you blind like that, a lot of names. But as far as we all know, you got them exactly all right. So there we go. Malachi, the messenger, he comes and he says, prepare the way. Prepare the way, get ready, there's someone coming. Luke says that, prepare the way of the Lord. He's quoting Isaiah, prepare the way of the Lord. Make the hills low, fill in the valleys, smooth out the roads. There is one coming. Do you do anything to prepare for Christmas? My whole neighborhood, Christmas decorations. My goodness, I don't know where they all come from. Some of them have been up since before Thanksgiving. Every house on the street is decorated, except mine. It's all right, I'm just a churchy person. I don't know why I haven't gotten to it, but that's another story. We just keep going. We have to prepare for the coming, don't we? How many of you have gotten your Christmas cards all ready to go? Yours are all done? Barbara's are all gone, sent and all out there. We're thinking about ours at our house. It's a busy business getting those Christmas cards out. And a fun one, I have to tell you, two famous people that the worship chair at Ordway, Colorado, would send out her Christmas card in July. And then she would say, now you don't know if I'm early or late, do you? She says, I have more time in July, so fooey on you. I love you. You're my friend, and I wanted you to know it. And this is the time I've got to be able to connect with you. Couple, I did their wedding. I saw her grow up. She's the same age as Melissa. She got married. They have a baby, beautiful family, and they don't send out Christmas cards. They send out New Year's cards. I dare you to go to the store and buy a New Year's card to send to them. They're a challenge, no doubt. Not being rebellious, just being different, and I love it about them. But preparing. You have to think ahead. You have to do a little bit of planning and gift giving. How many of you are going to give some kind of a gift for Christmas? To anybody, to somebody. Some kind of a gift going out to someone? Is that what Christmas is about? Rick Warren, our Bible study, they had a video, and they went out and they interviewed people on the street, different people, and I know they selected different ones specifically, but this one girl, they caught her, and they said, what's Christmas? She says, sales. She says, sales and presents. Okay. Came across a couple, a middle-aged couple, and the guy says, presents. And I think his wife kicked him. And he flinched and he looked at her and he says, and the presence of God too, presence and presence. Most of them said, it's about Jesus. It's about the baby's birthday. It's about the angel and the tree. And none of them said Santa Claus. Or they edited those out if they had. But gifts. Gifts, you know, there's something that has struck me about gift giving. Gift giving can be hard. Because if I'm going to give a gift for somebody, I really want it to be meaningful. But I'm trying to give a gift to people that have everything. What do you give them? What does that say to us that we need to hear? They have everything. We have everything. Think about that. And think about some of the places where that is not true. That's a sermon for another time, but it sits there. Now, preparing is also about food. I have been in different churches where food has different places and what have you. I knew a gal in Ordway, and she would make this huge plate of cinnamon rolls. They were to die for. They were just amazing. And cookies and fudge and candy. I'm salivating. Anybody else? Preparing food. Melissa and I keep it pretty simple. We buy whatever looks good and just eat it. So it is a celebration, and that's a good thing. That's what it's supposed to be. We're called to be about that, celebrating the one that is coming. We're celebrating, we're preparing for this and celebrating this event that's in our midst. But what about this thing from Luke, and why did the pastor have Mark read it? Why did we read about who was king and who was in charge of which, and they were from who and wherever and whatnot, and Caiaphas and all of these things, and none of us connected with any of them, I'll bet you. But why did Luke include that? Luke is the one that tells the Christmas story. Mary and Joseph in the manger, that's all in Luke. Doesn't occur anywhere else. Matthew and John, they're right on, they leave it all behind. Matthew has a little piece about some of the Christmas story, but Luke is telling that. But here he is, he's going off with all this history and connectedness and all of this. And again, I apologize for throwing that at you, Mark. I didn't really intend to do that at all. The voice is getting better, though, so thank you. You probably carried me. Luke is talking because we're not preparing for this December 24th, 2021. And we're also not preparing for that December 24th, that Christmas Eve when Jesus was born 2,021 years ago. That's not what we're preparing for. What are we preparing for? Well, that's kind of odd, you see, because that's what Malachi was talking about. Prepare a way for the Lord. And Malachi was talking 400 or 500 years before Jesus. Prepare. Get ready. He's in our midst. It's coming. And Luke quotes Isaiah. You heard Mark read that. Prepare a way for the Lord. Make a way. Isaiah was writing to the people who were in Babylon. 586, 70 years they're in Babylon. They're stranded far from home in diaspora. And they're far away. And Isaiah is saying, prepare a way of the Lord. What in the world? This Jesus isn't even in the picture yet. He's not a gleam in his papa's eye yet. Well, maybe in God's eye. But they're preparing for the here and now through all history. What was, what is to be, and now, and Christmas Eve with Mary and Joseph and the baby and the shepherds. And this is about that Lord of righteousness, the good news, the one who is to come, the just Redeemer, the Messiah who is among us, and is the gospel, the good news. By the way, we need to kind of remind ourselves that we are not the ones that are owners, keepers, and refiners of what Christmas is, nor are the retailers. We are simply a group that is journeying along with all people. And we need to be aware of that, because these people that just said Christmas is about sales and about presents, or Christmas is about a vacation, or Christmas is about getting together with holiday and with family. In Australia, Christmas is about barbecues, because that's summertime down there. But Christmas belongs to everybody, and we need to be aware of that. We don't have that ownership of it, and shouldn't. And if people come in with their connectedness with the Lord through this event, we need to hear their experience too. Because it's something that happened well before time and extends well into the future and is here and now and is yet then. Timeless. Every time and everywhere. So here is God with us. That's what Emmanuel means, by the way. When we say, O come, Emmanuel, God with us. However that may be, wherever we may be, whoever, with whatever history and knowledge we have of the scriptures, whatever carols we know and don't know. The good news is God, on behalf of humanity, loving us, for us, with us here, and we are about preparing, always preparing and making a place where we can create a plain where all of God's people can come together, where we can smooth down all of the valleys and the hills so that we can gather, diverse and remaining diverse, but together as one people in God. Prepare. Amen. Amen.